AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. A travel ban affecting a dozen countries is set to go into effect on Monday. President Donald Trump is again banning people from countries his administration is deeming dangerous from coming to America. The travel ban is a repeat of an order of his first administration that led to widespread confusion at airports. This version includes Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. The Republican president's first travel ban was issued in 2017 and banned travel to the U.S. by citizens of seven predominantly Muslim countries. After legal challenges, the order was reworked until a version was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2018. President Trump has also ordered an investigation into former President Joe Biden's use of an auto pen. He claims it's a White House cover-up. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the latest legal ruling on migrants sent to El Salvador.
A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must give more than 100 migrants sent to a notorious prison in El Salvador a chance to challenge their deportations. The ruling says that people who were sent to that prison under an 18th century wartime law have not been able to formally contest their removals or allegations that they are members of a Venezuelan gang. The judge wrote that significant evidence has surfaced indicating that many of the migrants imprisoned in El Salvador are not connected to the Venezuelan gang and thus languish in a foreign prison on flimsy, even frivolous accusations. Previous federal rulings have been met with new legal challenges by the Trump administration. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge ordered the government to immediately halt deportation proceedings against the family of a man charged in the firebombing attack in Boulder, Colorado. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on testimony in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial.
A designer testified Wednesday she was so traumatized after Sean Diddy Combs held her over a 17th floor balcony, it gave her night terrors. Brianna Bongolan, who goes by Banna, is a friend of Combs' former girlfriend Cassie. Banna told the jury it took place in 2016 at Cassie's L.A. apartment. Prosecutors maintain Combs used violence to control people as part of his racketeering and sex trafficking charges, which he denies. Bongolan's testimony serves as a prelude to the prosecution's next big witness, a woman using the pseudonym Jane, who alleges Combs abused her and made her participate in drug-fueled sex marathons, similar to Cassie's testimony. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.